What organizations do you belong to?
Well, I belong to the National Society of Arts and Letters.
Mm-hmm.
And I belong to PEO.
Mm-hmm.
I belong to Heritage Commission at UTEP. It's an organization of alumni.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that little house on the campus. Did you attend there at all?
Mm-mm.
Did you go to UTEP? Well, there's a little house not far from the education building and behind the student union building, going toward the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be a house for a professor to live in,
mm-hmm.
the chairman, head of the English, no, engineering
mm-hmm.
College, lived there for a while, called him Cap Kid. When I was an undergraduate there, he lived there with his wife, and he died while I was there. She was there, still living there for a little while. It was used by a few professors after that and then abandoned because it's quite small.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, the maintenance people used it for a little while, and old Diana Nalisio gave it to the Heritage Commission
mm-hmm.
to use, and it's a place to store memorabilia
mm-hmm.
that isn't in the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Then I worked at Seconds to Go,
which
is a thrift shop. Those are the four things I'm doing right now.
Well, that's a lot. You're keeping busy.
Yeah.
Do you happen to know what your ultimate ancestry is in terms of where your families came from Europe?
On my mother's side, my grandparents came from Sweden, both
mm-hmm.
of them. And I guess that's it, the origin for them. Let's go back to the barbarians or something like that. My father's people came from England, and that could be English and German, because my uncle, Dad's brother, once had a genealogical search done, and they traced the Thurston name back to a sister of George III. King George III.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was
wow.
from the House of Hanover, so that's German.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we're German and English.
Interesting, yeah.
I don't know any more than that.
Your name for your mother, what did you used to call your mother?
Mother.
And how about your father?
Daddy.
Mm-hmm. It's a good Texas name.
Mm-hmm. Daddy.
How about your grandparents? Did you know your grandparents?
Yes.
What did you used to call them? What were your names for them?
Oh, Grandma and Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
That was all. Both. I didn't, of course, didn't know the grandfather, the Swedish grandfather, who died when Mother was four.
Mm-hmm.
I had no way of knowing him. And I called Grandma and Grandpa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If a child's features were similar to his parents, one of his parents, how would you describe that?
I'd probably say she looks like or she resembles
mm-hmm.
so-and-so.
Okay. And when a woman's ready to have a baby, she goes to the
hospital,
mm-hmm.
usually.
And if she doesn't go to the hospital, but a woman helps out with the birth, what is the name of the...
Midwife.
Mm-hmm. Are there other terms for that you know?
I think I heard some, but I can't recall.
Have you ever heard of a granny woman?
No. Oh, is that an old Texas term?
I think it's an old Colorado term.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard of that. No.
Two people who have just gotten married, the man is the woman's
husband,
and she is
yeah.
his.
Oh, they're already married.
Right,
okay.
Uh-huh. And she is his.
She's his wife.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And they get married in